Nathan Hochman endorses Kamala Harris, calls Trump convicted felon. By Joel B. Polak on August 15, 2024. Nathan Hochman, the former federal prosecutor who is running against Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon, endorsed Kamala Harris for president Wednesday and trashed Donald Trump as a convicted felon. Hochman, who needs Republican votes if he is to win against the George Soros-backed Gascon, made the remarks in an interview with Alex Michelson of Los Angeles Fox affiliate KTTV. Rather than declining to endorse, since the district attorney's office is theoretically a nonpartisan one, Hochman hammered home his support for Harris. News, at Nathan Hochmanda endorses at Kamala Harris for president. Hochman is running for LA Company DA as an independent. He previously ran for CAAG as a Republican. If I have to choose between a former prosecutor and a convicted felon, I'm going to choose the former prosecutor. pic.twitter.com/db7est71ks. Alex Michelson, at alex_michelson, August 15, 2024. Hochman noted that he had previously endorsed Joe Biden for re-election. He added, about Harris, that she is also a former prosecutor. Harris's record as a prosecutor is troubling, to many. As a Fox News op-ed has noted, she was a Soros-type prosecutor before he began backing left-wing radicals in local prosecutorial races. In San Francisco, she was known for dropping winnable cases against criminals while pursuing parents of truant children and low-level marijuana users. As California Attorney General, she presided over a rise in crime while targeting conservatives and a pro-life filmmaker. Hochman even praised Harris's attempt to abolish chronic truancy. As NPR noted in 2020, Harris's attempt to target parents disproportionately affected families of color, even forcing parents to submit to a perp walk. Harris, running for president in 2019, said she regretted the policy, which also turned into a statewide law that she supported. She also claimed, falsely, that no parents were sent to jail as a result of truancy prosecutions. Truancy persisted, and attendance at school dropped even further after the lockdowns of the coronavirus pandemic era. My whole point in this race is to take politics out of the DA's office, Hochman added. He said he had spent 20 years as a Democrat and 20 years as a Republican. But, if I had to choose in this race between a former prosecutor and a convicted felon, I'm going to choose the former prosecutor, because that's the job I'm seeking. Hochman ignored the fact that the prosecutions against Trump are widely viewed as politically motivated and likely to be dismissed or reversed. Harris, like Gascon, is supported by Soros, a left-wing billionaire who holds unchallenged sway in the Democratic Party. His son, Alexander Soros, has succeeded him as a Democratic Party donor and kingmaker. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.